From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify. I'm Roger, Human Capital Management Consultant with the Benefit Companies. Thanks for listening today. So, what does human capital management really mean? Well, I brought Kathy along today so she can answer all these questions so I don't have to. So, when I say Human Capital Management Consultant, what does that mean, Kathy?
That's a great question, Roger, and it's a question actually we get a lot. Even if somebody doesn't ask the question, when I'm talking to somebody and I say HCM system or HC or human capital management, I can tell that they have a question just by the look on their face. So I always start there. And frankly, I didn't know what it was in the beginning either. When we first started understanding the system capabilities, I had to kind of stop and learn what this terminology was. So human capital management, also known as HCM, is the integration between payroll management, time labor management, and human resource management. And it's the systems that run payroll, time labor management, and HR management, and the coordination, like I said, the integration that really makes it a human capital management system.
When people ask me then to describe what that integration means, how do you go about describing that?
Right. So most companies, most employers have a system that they use for payroll. And it might be QuickBooks. It might be a big payroll company like a national ADP, for example. It might be their local accountants, but they're using some type of system to pay their employees. So payroll is an important component of human capital management. Time labor management is the second piece. Companies are tracking time worked by their employees in a multitude of ways. They might have time clocks. They might just have paper timesheets where they're asking employees to record their hours. They might be using very sophisticated technology that has biometric readers and face scanners now with COVID that allow employees to punch in and punch out. But time labor management goes far beyond just punching in and out. It's also systems for time labor management also really drive ultimately the paycheck. So you might have shift differentials. Maybe you run multiple shifts in your organization and you pay people differently, but you have somebody who works the morning shift also pick up a shift in the evening, and so you have to pay them differently. There's complexity there. Time labor management systems also are used to manage paid time off in an organization. So whether somebody's hourly or whether they're salary, you might have all of your employees actually going into some type of system and requesting time off and having that time off then process with payroll. And then the last component is the newest component, and it's really what makes up a human capital management system, and that is the human resource management aspect of the human capital management system. And at first I had to think, what does that even mean? How can you take HR as a responsibility and automate it, right? And then I learned that really what that module is it's a series of administrative processes around things like applicant tracking and recruitment, electronic new hire onboarding, benefits enrollment, performance review management, compensation management, and something that we call core HR management.
So the HR piece then is really broad, obviously.
Very broad.
When I first became familiar with it, I was thinking of just a very narrow space. And we think of it here in our world as the entire life of the employee and tracking them from beginning to the time they retire. And when we're talking about human capital management, now we're talking about integrating that with these other modules or these other management systems. Mm-hmm. So as I see it and as I hear it from folks when I talk with them right now, they don't have this integration going on. So what do you think their top reasons for looking at an HCM service or system might be? What do you think is driving them to have that discovery conversation?
Yeah, definitely what's driving them is improved efficiency and accuracy. And I like what you just said a moment ago, and that is that the intent of these systems is really to track the life cycle of an employee from the time that they're actually recruited into your organization all the way through the different cycles that they go through until the time that they leave your organization. And it really is the core technology that is going to fuel the future for businesses, large and small. I think I want to spend a few more minutes talking about the human resource module piece, because we hit sort of the tops of the trees, but I'd like to just spend another minute there, because what we're learning is that there's administrative processes that exist for a business. So let's say you're a manufacturer, you have 50 employees, and right now everyone's experiencing this recruiting and retention issue in the workforce. Every business is looking for people and losing people and hiring people, and it's a bit of a, I like to call it musical chairs. But when that happens, you've got a lot of administrative things that you have to do when you're offboarding somebody, and then likely when you're hiring them as well. So let's talk about applicant tracking and recruiting for a minute. What this human capital management system allows an employer to do is create a job requisition. And that job requisition can sit on a company website. It can also be posted to an electronic job board like Indeed or LinkedIn or MilwaukeeJobs.com. And then when the applicant comes in to apply for a position, they're actually coming into this human capital management system. The system has processes built into it that allow the flow of that applicant through the recruiting process. So what's going to happen is they're going to apply for a position. The system can be configured to ask certain questions of that new hire. Maybe, you know, do you like the color yellow? No, I don't like the color yellow. We build a knockout question then, so that person gets knocked out of the recruitment process because they don't like the color yellow. There's automated messages that can be sent to the applicant. There's reports, and this becomes really important for when you do hire or don't hire somebody. It can document the reasons for that, which can become important down the road for an employer, and it just helps improve the process of managing that recruit. Once you hire that person, they're already in the system. So that makes it really nice, because the next piece for HR is onboarding a new hire. So what does onboarding mean? Onboarding is that moment in time when an employer has to do all the paperwork for that new hire. That new hire has to complete a W-4. They have to do their I-9. They have to fill out their direct deposit. You want them to sign off on your handbook. All of those things can actually be set up in the system for the new hire to do before they even come to work on the first day. The advantage for the employer is that that information now syncs automatically with the payroll system. So you're not having to remember to go back into the payroll side and enter in the withholding information, federal and state, for that new hire. It makes that whole process easier. There's a benefits enrollment piece inside that HR management module, and that benefits enrollment is really cool also for new hires when they first become eligible as a new hire into the organization, but also if any of your employees experience a life change event throughout the year or for annual open enrollment, it allows employees to go in, select their benefits, waive, which also is nice for an employer because you're documenting waivers. And if you have life insurance, the employee can select their beneficiaries. All of that information then also syncs with payroll so that the right deductions for employee benefits are coming out at the right time. This is another huge pain point for companies when they've got to remember, oh, I hired Roger 3 months ago and now he's on the health insurance and I've got to remember to go into payroll and make sure your deduction's coming out 3 months later. The benefits enrollment piece also has carrier connections so that the employer can actually, the employer wouldn't, in this case, have to facilitate the communication to the various health insurance, dental, vision carriers, who's enrolled, who's terminating, who's making changes. So this is a great administrative burden taken from the employer. There's a performance review management piece, which allows the employers to automate the review process, which is really nice. There's a compensation management piece, which helps forecast raises and measures employees' compa ratios for purposes of salary ranges and how much of an increase somebody might get based on whether they're at the minimum, the midpoint, or the maximum of their salary range. A lot of financial people love that information. And then there's the core HR piece, which really is taking your employee paper files and now turning them into electronic files. So we're able to house all kinds of information, you know, who's got company vehicles, who's got keys to the building, licenses, performance information like awards. You can track incidences, things like workers' compensation, OSHA, all can be recorded in those virtual electronic employee files. So it's a really powerful addition to payroll and time labor management that makes the system a human capital management system.
You just described how ours works, but of course not all HCM vendors and systems are the same. They're all different. What should people be looking for when they're vetting out an HCM service or a technology provider? What are some of the keys?
Definitely. I think if I were to kind of sum it up, I would give people four things to look for. The first thing that I would suggest people look for is a single database. A single database is going to allow real-time integration between the modules that I just described.
What do you mean by that? What's real-time integration mean?
Yeah, real-time integration, a lot of buzzwords here, right? Is really the ability for information to be applied seamlessly across these modules. So let me give you an example. Let's say you have an employee who moves and they have a new address. Typically, that employee would write down their address on a sticky note and come over to the HR department or the office manager or whomever and drop off this piece of information. And then that person would have to go into the payroll system and update it. And then they might have to go out to the benefits carriers and update their address there. In this system, the employee can actually go in and update their own address. It automatically sends a notification to the carriers on the benefit side that the address has changed. And it also updates the payroll system as well as their employee file.
That means that now real time means as soon as they push the button, it's happened on all those levels.
Exactly. So having that single database is really important. I think what we sometimes see in the marketplace of HCM vendors is they'll be using a different system behind the scenes. I like to call it MacGyvering, for those of you who remember that show. Sometimes they have to use paper clips and gum to get all of those systems to talk to each other. Really, in a perfect world, what you want to do is find a system that's already built so that these things are integrated together.
Understood. So you said there were four things. That's one.
Okay.
What else you got?
The second thing is I would look for a single version of truth. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is a system where every employee in the organization has their own login and password. And even though you might wear different hats in the organization, you might be the person that processes payroll, but you also are an employee of the company, sometimes systems will require you to come out and go back into the system as the payroll person and then come out and go back in as the employee. You want to look for a system that can be built with securities so that you're going in with one user ID and password and you have access to run the payroll as well as deal with things for yourself as an employee.
All right, so there's two. That's a single database and the single version of truth or the single login and password scenario you described.
Yes.
What else?
The other thing that I think is really important is engaging your workforce. So having a system that allows for the employees to be engaged. What we're seeing out in the work environment right now is a multi-generational workforce. But what's unique about right now versus other times in our history is technology. So I'm a Gen Xer. I need my kids' help when it comes to phones and technology, but I also use it every day. I have my phone. I use my phone for a lot of things. I like technology. I want to use technology, but I'm not a digital native. What we're seeing now with the Gen Zs and the millennials certainly is that they were brought up with technology. So they actually have an expectation when they come into the workforce that technology exists. In fact, this is a really interesting conversation I have a lot with our clients and our prospects, is that the younger generations are pushing companies to engage in technology advancement. They want this. Those employees, when they come to work for you for that first day, will look at you like you're crazy when you hand them a pack of papers that they have to fill out. They want to do that stuff digitally. So a system that allows the employees to get in and be inside that system and have that system be engaging is really important.
All right, what else you got? There's four things. What's number four?
Well, and I think the fourth one really segues with what employee engagement is, and that is it should be an easy-to-use application. These systems are getting to the spot. It's all cloud-based technology. What does that mean? I actually used to think there was a cloud for real, and then I found out there really wasn't a cloud, which made me sad. But anyway, the systems themselves should be colorful. They should be engaging. They should be social media-esque. One of the things that I like to see in systems is when employees are working their way through the new hire onboarding, for example, or the benefits enrollment, it's giving them little hooray and good job throughout the checklist process so that they know that they're moving and they're navigating through the system and they're doing it correctly. Cloud-based technology really is the ability for the core software, updates to that software, to be pushed virtually as opposed to residing on a company's server. So gone are the days where an employer would need to buy a piece of software, install it on their own server, and then have to purchase updates and maybe somebody to come and actually run the update for them. All of that's gone, and really what's replaced it is this cloud-based technology, which is pushed virtually. All the updates are pushed virtually, and you can access it from any internet connection. So whether it's a phone or whether it's an iPad or whether it's a desktop computer, you're able to get into the system.
All right. So I follow all of that, and that's some great pointers on what to look for as you're vetting out your potential provider and what they have to offer. But that's only part of the puzzle because, of course, technology is great, but you also need to know how to use it, be trained on it, and have service available to you. So what type of service and support should they be looking for? What do they ask for there?
Yeah, that's an important conversation to have. And I think the advice that I would offer people is as you start to look into human capital management platforms, what you're going to want is you're going to want consultants or companies that you're working with to have consultants that can help you navigate through that system. I don't know if you guys have seen on TV, I always smile, there's this home security commercial that airs a lot where they say, oh, it's really easy, just, you know, order this home security system, and they show the box being delivered to the front door. And I always think to myself, yeah, that would be me. I would actually order the system and the box would be dropped off at my front door, and then I'd open the box and I wouldn't know what to do with it, and it would never get set up. And there's that moment between the box getting dropped off and then the final commercial image, which is the whole system's all set up and working beautifully in this person's house. And I'm thinking, yeah, there's a big gap in between there, which I would fail at.
I'm laughing with you. Not at you, but I'm laughing right now. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Mm.
So I think what's important is making sure that you have a support system to help you with this technology. And what do I mean by that? You really want people who are knowledgeable about the technology, but also knowledgeable and current about practices and policies around payroll, time, labor management, and HR. Because the most successful companies that use this type of technology that we work with use this as a moment in time to say, okay, we're going to upgrade to this technology. It makes a ton of sense. We're going to get a lot of ROI on our administrative functions that we're spending a lot of time on internally. But this is a good time for us to now upgrade our policies, make some changes, and you want to have experts guiding you through that, helping to configure the system to match your policies, make sure that your policies are up to date, up to snuff, the things you should be doing. Maybe you've been thinking about changes you've wanted to make in the organization, but you just haven't. This is a great time to do that. So again, working with people who understand not only the technology, but also the application of the technology. What are those policies and how, you know, what do you need to shore up at your company is really important.
All right. So we've talked about what does HCM mean. We talked about what to look for. We talked about the technology side. We talked about the service side. And that's where we're going to end this conversation for today. But when we come back, next time we have a conversation, we're going to talk about the marketplace as a whole and what's going on out there. Because again, I mentioned somewhere along the way here, every HCM system is going to be different. I'm talking about the technology side. So we're going to dive into that a little bit, describe what's available, and again, what might be the things to look for and the things to stay away from as you're looking and vetting out your HCM system that you're looking to put in. So thanks for being here today, Kathy. We're going to do that next time. Appreciate the time.
You're welcome.
And thanks for listening. Be well.
Find our podcast inside Connect and Simplify in all of the following places so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Go to connectandsimplify.com/podcast to find our entire library of podcasts. You can also find us on Alexa, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Listen Notes, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and Podbean. Thanks for listening.